This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. In 1930s Birmingham, you would have seen familiar buildings, such as the four early skyscrapers around the spot downtown, known as the heaviest corner on Earth. But there were also landmarks like Terminal Station that are gone. A new exhibit at the Birmingham Museum of Art called Magic City Realism documents the city during the Great Depression. The etchings by artist Richard Coe depict landmarks and everyday life of the city's working class. I spoke with American art curator Caitlin Crawford about the exhibit.
My hope is that when people first encounter the exhibition, they see a pretty familiar Birmingham. There are a number of scenes, skylines in particular, of downtown Birmingham that look a lot like the city looks today. And so I really wanted people to be drawn into what they already know in Birmingham and start to pick that apart for them, start to show them how Birmingham is not only very similar to what it was in the 1930s, but has also changed dramatically.
And you see scenes from certainly the skyline, but also of the iron industry,
yeah.
But also buildings and housing that isn't around anymore. People were living really close to downtown at that time.
In downtown. These neighborhoods were the revelation of the show for me because downtown Birmingham is residential in this moment, and it's certainly not quite that. And maybe there are lofts, right? But it's a very different version of residential now.
It's not like the cabins, the shacks that you see. I mean, lofts are far away from that.
Yeah, absolutely. This is really housing that was quickly put together at the end of the 19th century that served Birmingham's economic engine in that moment, that was really put there to create housing for people working in mines and mills.
Richard Coe was the artist who did this. Who was he?
Richard Coe was also new to me when I moved to Birmingham. He's not somebody who's really well known among American art historians or art historians more broadly. He is an artist who lives in Birmingham from 1934 to 1939 and produces an incredible body of etchings that are both really characteristic of what's happening art historically in the period and this unique document of the city in that moment.
He was an Alabama native, but he was in Birmingham because of the New Deal?
That's sort of my hypothesis. There's a little bit of a mystery that surrounds Richard Coe because nobody's worked on him prior to this exhibition. He is born in Selma in 1904, but he leaves the state shortly thereafter, possibly because his mother dies and his father's a little bit traumatized by that. So he leaves the state for his education for a good period of time, but he's always a little bit connected to Alabama, in part because I think, and again, some of this is guesswork, honestly, his grandmother lives in Birmingham. And so he applies for a Birmingham News scholarship to fund part of his studies in New York in the mid-1920s. And then I think he's drawn back here because it's a difficult time for artists and everyone in the mid-1930s. And his grandmother lives here and he can live with her.
So he's here in the 1930s and it's under the auspices of New Deal legislation, which, of course, part of that was to put people to work. But these etchings that he was doing, this work he was doing in Birmingham beyond employment, what was the purpose of them?
I don't really know. I do know that he was contributing to New Deal projects. He's involved in the Alabama WPA Arts projects. The sort of thing that people might best know of his work from that is the Woodlawn High School mural. So that's really his major federal project in that moment. The etchings, I think, were probably also for a federal commission, but I'm not certain of that because I don't have any documentary evidence. It's just a hypothesis based on how many of them he produces, the fact that he's new to etching and shifts to that medium for this body of work, and also sort of the nature of the narrative they're telling about Birmingham in this moment.
What surprised you about the images?
He's picturing a number of things related to industry in Birmingham, and he's omitting fascinating things, too. It's not as though you're seeing the Alabama theater or department stores or saloons, things that would have been really prevalent in 1930s Birmingham. He's picturing the skyline, which was built by industry, gathering places, specifically, I think, for people who are working in the mines and mills. He's really interested in the day-to-day lives of people working in those industrial spaces like Sloss. He's showing churches or Terminal Station, which would have been the gateway to Birmingham for so many. But he's not showing things like the Alabama Theater or sort of high-end housing for the people who owned the mines and mills. It's a very specific portrait of the city, I think.
Caitlin Crawford is the American art curator at the Birmingham Museum of Art. The exhibition Magic City Realism runs through June 17th. And you can see some images from the exhibit at our website, WBHM.org. One other note, the Birmingham Museum of Art is a program sponsor on WBHM, but the news and business departments operate independently.